Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Parak Hey, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah are being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher, Defining Receiving Hagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing Shavuos HaBikadon. Here we get into the details. Shavuos HaBikadon, Ketzad. What exactly is the case of Shavuos HaBikadon? So Amar Loi, the Tovei told the Nitba, Ten Li Pikadoni, give me the deposit, Shesh Li Biyadecha, that I have in your hand. And the guy responds, Shavuos Shein Lecha Biyadi, Shavuos that you don't have anything in my hand. Aisha Amar Loi, or he told him, In Lecha Biyadi, you don't have anything in my hand. And then the Tovei said, Mash Biachani, I make you swear. Va'amar Amen. And the Nitba said, Amen, yeah, I agree to your shvuah, and it turns out that he lied. Hari's a chayev, so he's chayev. Now let's say Shbiya al Chamisha Pa'amim. He was mashbiya him five different times. Beim ifnei bezin and shaloi ifnei bezin, whether it's in front or not in front of bezin. The kafir and the guy denied it. Chayev kolachas v'achas. He's chayev for each and every single shvuah. Now Amar Rav Shimon says, Ma tam? Why is that? Menei shiachalach zur lahidais. Because as opposed to other shvuahs, here he's able to go back and admit that actually I do have something of yours regarding other shvuahs that all had to do with an edus, something that was being said in bezdin. The moment he said one thing, he can't backtrack on it. So therefore, he's only chayv one shvuah. But here, we're talking about him having something that belongs to the other guy. So if he lies five times and admits each of those times, so he's chayv a separate carbon for each of those times that he lied. On to Mishnah Gimel with more discussions. Let's say there's five different people demanding from this fellow that he owes the money. Amrulai, and they all told this guy, give us a deposit that we gave to you. And this guy said, shvuah that none of you, plural, have anything by me. And chayv alachas, he's only chayv one because he just made one shvuah. Whereas let's say he said, shvuah V'loylecha, a shvua that you don't have, and not you, and not you. So he looked at each guy individually. In this case, chayv kolachas v'achas, he's chayv for each and every one, because it's considered like five separate shvuas. However, Reb Lezer argues, and here we're getting technical, ad shiyomer shvua b'achrayna. In order to consider it like five separate shvuas, he has to say the word shvua at the end. According to the Tanakama, he said the word shvua at the beginning. Shvua that you don't have, and not you, and not you, and not you. So he only said the word shvua at the beginning. But according to Reb Lezer, in order to consider him having made five separate shvuas, he needs to say the word shvua at the end. However, Reb Shimon says that no, ad shemer shvua l'chol echav echad, he has to say a separate word of shvua to each guy. Shvua, I don't have money of yours, and shvua, I don't have money of yours, so on and so forth. On to another case, let's say he demands a whole bunch of things from him, and he says, tell me pikadon, give me the deposit that you have, usumes yad, give me the money that you owe me because I did work for you, gazel, give me the thing you stole from me, vaveda, give me my lost object that you found. In all these cases, he says, shashili biyadcha, that I have in your hand, and what does the guy respond? Shvua shein l'cha biyade, shvua that you don't have any of these in my hand, ein chayv alachas, he's only chayv one, because he only made one shvua. He lumped them all together, saying, I don't have anything of yours. However, let's say his response was, shvua shein l'cha biyadi, pikadon sumas yad v'gaz v'aveda, a shvua that I don't have any of these individual things of yours. I don't have your deposit. I don't owe you money for working for me. I didn't steal anything from you. I don't have a lost object of yours. So in that case, since he differentiated in the shvua, chayv kolachas v'achas, he's chayv for each and every one. Similarly, let's say the Tevea told the Nitba, ten lechiten usa'arim v'kosmin shesh l'biyadecha, give me the wheat, barley, and spelt that I have by you. And the guy responded simply, shvua shein l'cha biyadi, shvua that you don't have anything by me, and chayv alachas, he's only chayv for one shvua. However, if he said, shvua shein l'cha biyadi, chitun usa'arim v'kosmin, a shvua that you don't have wheat, barley, or spelt by me, so here he differentiated by each one, chayv alachas v'achas, he's chayv for each and every one. Now, Rav Meir says, afilu amar, even if the nitba said, chita usa'ira v'kusemes, and it sounds like he's talking about one kernel of wheat, one kernel of barley, and one kernel of spelt, since we understand that he's referring to multiple things, chayv alachas v'achas, he'd be chayv for each and every one over there as well. However, the Chacham will argue with him, and we do not paskin like Rav Meir. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Daled, and hey, continue to discuss Shavuos HaBikadon. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.